Kansas City leaders face a big decision when it comes to the new downtown convention hotel. A group of petitioners challenging Kansas City's plan for a new convention hotel has sufficient signatures to seek a public vote. But the city attorney says the petition is legally flawed. So what will the city council do? Joining us now to talk about it are Dan Coffey. He's with Citizens for Responsible Government, the organization behind the petition. Dan, nice to have you. Good morning.
Nice to be here, Steve. Thank you.
Councilman Quentin Lucas also joins me here in the studio. Councilman, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Dan, let's start with you. The city council has read and filed the petition and now has something like 60 days to act on it. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. So what do you want to see happen here, Dan?
Well, our petition, first of all, let me say we're not against a hotel. That was not our objective. We had just had a lot of people didn't like the way it was being financed with public dollars, and there was a lot of facts and figures missing, you know, from the presentations. They didn't feel like there was a lot of public input or public information out there. So they suggested that we try to get it to the ballot so that people could vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thrust of our petition. We're not against a downtown hotel. We just think when they're spending that kind of public dollars, which we don't like, that the taxpayers should have an opportunity to vote on the situation.
Is it the feeling of your group, Dan, that taxpayer dollars should not be used at all on this project, or it should just be a lesser amount?
Well, as long as we have so many other needs, we don't think the taxpayer dollars should be used at all. I mean, this is a project that supposedly, from what we're told, is very going to be profitable, going to be a good thing for everybody. Well, then I question, where are the developers? Why don't they, you would think investors would be lining up to get in on this thing. Why do they need taxpayer dollars?
Well, Councilman Lucas, what do you make of Dan's petition, and what's the council going to wind up doing here with this very difficult decision?
Well, we're in the midst of quite a discussion right now on these issues. I think the first thing that we recognize when it's a time of petitions is that this is the voters speaking in a certain type of way. Our Kansas City Charter permits this type of process, and I commend Mr. Coffey and his signers for being engaged. As for what we do, the real conflict is this. We have signed contracts in connection to the development group and others who've worked on this hotel project, mm-hmm. not just for a few weeks, but for years. And so do we allow that contract to stand, or do we allow the potential public vote, likely as soon as April?
Mm-hmm. How can there be binding signed contracts, Councilman? And again, you're a lawyer by trade.
Yes.
You know, given these possible eventualities in the city charter that allow petitions like the one that Dan Coffey has brought forward here, are there contingencies in here if something like this occurs?
You know, frankly, it doesn't appear that there are in the contract.
Wow.
So the way that we have the contract signed, the city council in their last meeting of the last term, which was July 23rd, signed or basically agreed to an ordinance which allowed the city manager to enter into a series of binding contracts. All those were signed prior to the petitioner submitting the proper number of signatures. Therefore, we have two things really at issue. On one side, we have the city charter, which is a legally important document which allows the petition process. On the other side, we have a series of contracts which obligate the city to a number of the things Mr. Coffey's mentioning, including an obligation as high as up to $35 million in public investment.
And that's why they pay you the big bucks, right? That's
yeah.
What this is, a very difficult situation here. I mean, how difficult is this? Because in addition to that, you have all kinds of major conventions that have been booked for Kansas City in the years ahead. I guess in some sense, you're saying, Councilman Lucas, that the train has left the station here.
You know, it seems like we might be in that position. And so you ask the question as to what will or what can the city council do. There are a few options. The first of which is we say that the petitioners have the proper number of signatures. It should go on the ballot. And then if that dooms the hotel project in a subsequent vote, that may be one. The other is that we do the exact opposite and say that because there's already the legally binding contract, the petition and a subsequent public vote can't undo that train leaving the station analogy, can't undo what was already a legislative act.
And that's precisely the big decision the city council has to make here in the weeks ahead.
That's exactly what we're talking about now and trying to really balance. I want to make it clear to everyone that we believe in the charter process. If the charter permits petitions to get signed, then that is something that should be legally enforceable. That said, the city actually signs contracts every day, and we can't quite live in a world where a subsequent petition can undo all of them.
Dan Coffey, what about that possibility here that the city has signed these contracts and maybe it's simply too late?
Well, you know, there's several things in reading the master financing agreement. I'm not an attorney by any means. I probably know about enough to be dangerous. But the thing is, I notice in there that part of the land has got encumbered. The city portion of that land still has some bonds on it that needs to be settled and paid off before they can give that land to the project. And that isn't done, so I don't think. Anyway, the last that I've read, it has not been done. In the agreement itself, there are several paragraphs in there. I mean, it talks about the CID area, the catering agreement, the authority development agreement, all of these agreements as may be amended. And then yesterday, we got the final five pages of the agreement that were missing in the first part, one that we got, and they have in there a description of a 120-day due diligence period, which I believe we should probably be in at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, then there are exit opportunities for both parties.
Hmm.
Dan, in that part of the agreement.
Dan, I hate to bring up this possibility, but these things tend to go this way in so many instances. Are we looking at the possibility of lawsuits down the road if this thing doesn't go the way you want it to go?
Well, I'm not gonna say that we are. No, I'm just saying that we're gonna leave all the options on the table. It's up to the city council. The people have spoken. It's not just a few people. We have pretty close to 3,000 signatures on our petitions. So you know, they've spoken. They wanna have a say in whether or not their tax dollars are spent on this thing. And like I say, we're not against the hotel. It just needs to be funded with development dollars and private capital and not necessarily the taxpayers' dollars. I'm not even really sure all these contracts have anything to do with our petition.
Hmm.
Our petition is to put it on the ballot so the people can vote on it.
We're talking, if you're just joining us, about a controversy surrounding the Downtown Convention Hotel in Kansas City. Dan Coffey, what exactly would the ballot initiative ask of voters if, in fact, this winds up going to voters? What would it ask voters to decide on?
Whether or not they want to spend public tax dollars to finance this hotel.
Just simply yes or no on an issue like that.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
And future projects of this stature.
Okay.
Downtown convention hotel projects.
Well, Councilman Quentin Lucas, this dynamic, this big decision that's weighing before the council now has led to some frustration between the mayor and some of the new council members. In fact, Councilwoman Teresa Lohr stormed out of a meeting on the hotel the other day. Lots of raised voices in that meeting. Why were people so upset? What can you tell us about that?
You know, I think there are a few things about the hotel project and the way that was passed that give new council members some concern about process. It does not escape our attention that this was passed almost in some ways at the 11th hour of the 11th day.
It was the final meeting of the preceding city council, just to be clear, on July 23rd. You guys took office a week later on the 1st of August.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire summer, you'll remember we had our election June 23rd, I believe, actually. People were asking us questions. People were saying, what can you do about the project, among other things? So there's both a legal issue, but there's a very clear political issue. And there's this political issue which includes not only the fact that many on the council feel they weren't informed of the process prior to their joining office, but also since we've been in office. I think it's fair to say that there, at least until the last week or so, have not been many discussions about what our role might be in both understanding the hotel project and what we might be able to do in connection to this petition effort.
Lots of times, whether it's a state legislature, whether it's Congress in Washington, decisions get made by one Congress, by one legislature that affects the incoming legislature a few months down the road.
No, that's absolutely right. The issue here, however, is that there actually is something for us to decide in connection to this process.
Which is
whether this referendum should go up to the public ballot. The real question being, of course, in some ways that the city attorney and others have presented to us, there's this contract issue. But on the other side, there is a real decision, I think, to be made for the members of the council. And I think if you've seen any discomfort or aggravation connected to it, it's this idea that we need full information on the legal issues involved and, frankly, the political ones as to make that decision.
And so the new council members are asking lots of questions. That's frustrated some of the veterans who have already been through this process, including Mayor Sly James.
You know, I think it is probably fair to say that the new folks are asking lots of questions, and then that those who've been around, who've experienced this issue for years and years now, may actually have some aggravation about the fact that they're kind of rehashing what might already be a litigated issue in their view.
I should point out that some of the new council members are lawyers like yourself, and lawyers tend to ask lots of questions.
Quite a few questions. And I'll say one other thing about the petition process, and I think this gives some people concern, and it deserves mention, and Mr. Coffey might make this point, which is that the signature effort was largely underway. And then the city actually signed a number of the final contracts, I believe September 22nd or so. The signatures were turned in September 25th. Mm. There's this idea by some that there's this level of bad faith that the city was trying to actually rush the game a bit and get the contracts in before the signatures could be valid and validated.
Well, actually, we turned in the first group, I believe, of petitions before they signed any contract.
That's right.
All right. Well, I can predict what Dan Coffey might say about this next question, but if this would go to a citywide vote, Councilman Lucas, you're an at-large council member.
Sure.
What do you think the people would say about this whole thing?
I think it's very fair to say, Steve, if you look at a number of recent tax initiatives, either at B Street Car here in Jackson County, the translational medicine tax and others, that I think the public appetite sometimes on tax issues has not been favorable. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it would be an easy effort for hotel advocates.
Okay. Let me get our listeners involved here. If you want to chime in on this issue of the downtown convention hotel, would you favor, if this thing does go to a vote, would you back it or would you oppose it? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. Or you can email us at uptodate@kcur.org or tweet us at @kcuruptodate. So what's the timetable here next, Councilman Lucas? What happens down the road this week and then beyond that?
Well, at this point, we have about 60 days to decide whether this is something that's appropriate for an election or not. I think our timetable will be far shorter. I think many on the council would like to get this issue resolved, to get an answer to Mr. Coffey and his folks, and frankly to the folks who've worked behind the scenes on the hotel effort for a number of years.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine my hope would be this is something we decide in the next few weeks rather than waiting for 2 months.
Dan Coffey, your group, Citizens for Responsible Government, has had quite the impact on city government in recent years. You guys have challenged the proposed redesign of Kansas City International Airport, KCI, streetcar expansion, and now the convention hotel. The mayor calls your group citizens against virtually everything, Dan. What do you make of that?
Well, he left out one very important word on that. He called us cavemen, C-A-V-E. He needs to add an S on there, C-A-V-E-S, cavesmen, which is citizens against virtually everything stupid. And we think a lot of these projects that, in our opinion now, are wasting taxpayers' dollars are stupid. And we would hope, and there are, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of things coming out of the city hall down there that are good. But where we see money being spent, taxpayer dollars being spent against something when there's so many other things that we need to have taxpayer dollars spent on in the city, we're going to probably object to that.
The question on the table for our listeners, if this thing does go to a ballot, would you vote for a downtown convention hotel or oppose it? 816-235-2888. Let's go to Steve from Kansas City, Missouri. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
What would you do, Steve?
Well, I definitely vote for it. The city's been trying to get a convention hotel, and we've been losing large conventions because of our lack of that hotel for years. So I don't think there's any question there. And if I might, I'd like to toss a question to you and to Mr. Lucas, and it regards the petition process. I know the charter allows the petition process, but I know it's also tied to a percent of votes, not percent of population. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this petition was able to go through, I believe, because of only and require only 3,000 votes, which is barely a percent of the metro's population, is because there was such a low turnout in the last election.
The requirement's so it's not a high hurdle, Steve. That's right.
Yeah. And the fact that is this low hurdle going to cause a huge problem for the city to actually function as things go forward.
A good question. Councilman Lucas, how concerned are you about the petition process and what it might mean for you guys going forward?
I think we have to absolutely be concerned about what it means on any issue of some controversy going forward. My thought would be that elections have consequences, but really the election that has consequences is the mayor and city council election. And we would like to have some ability to try to actually be responsive to voters and chart the issues of import for the next 4 or 8 years. And the challenge with the petition process is that if you go too far to a logical conclusion, it could be almost anything that we're voting on subsequent to any city council act.
I'm curious, Dan, is it too easy to get issues on the ballot or not?
No, it's not easy. If anybody that's ever done it, I mean, if you haven't stood out there and got signatures, you don't really know how difficult it can be. And don't get me wrong, we don't like to govern this way. It's not necessarily fun to be out there doing this. And I've got a lot of confidence in the new council that you won't see many of these initiative petitions from us anyway, I don't think. Every issue that we have tackled has been a result of bad decisions by the previous council. So I'm looking forward to having these new people on the council that appear to be asking questions and I'm hoping will govern the way that the people that elected them hope that they would govern.
Well, obviously, this is a very big decision that now weighs on the new city council. I want to thank Councilman Quentin Lucas for coming in this morning. Good luck with your decision process, Councilman.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Dan Coffey is with Citizens for Responsible Government. Dan, I assume you'll be watching all this very, very closely.
Sure, we will.
Thanks very much for your time, too, Dan.